With deep cuts from Washington in recent years, the White River National Forest is looking to free labor. Volunteers stationed at busy spots like the Maroon Bells Scenic Area are becoming increasingly essential to the agency. And with summer arriving, officials are recruiting. In 10 years, the annual operating budget for the White River National Forest has been slashed by $2 million, and the agency has reduced employees. Scott Fitzwilliams is forest supervisor.
We all know about the federal budget. We all know that right now, spending across the board, Congress is not picking on us, but it's very tight, and so we're dealing with what are pretty extreme right now reductions.
At the same time, the number of visitors to the White River National Forest is growing rapidly. Last year, 13 million people visited. That's 3+ million more than a decade ago.
Volunteers, partners, and donors have saved our bacon.
If not for volunteers, he says many roads and trails would either be unmaintained or closed. Free labor equates to millions of dollars worth of savings annually for the agency. Marcia Johnson is with the Forest Conservancy that recruits and trains volunteers for the White River. The volunteers are a lot like staff, with uniforms and jobs such as trail maintenance and visitor education.
They're no longer doing the nice little white hat volunteer stuff. They're out there, boots on the ground, doing the work that the Forest Service no longer is able to do.
Fitzwilliams and Johnson spoke at the Aspen Business Luncheon. The White River covers 2.4 million acres and is the most visited national forest in the country.